Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I got to tell you that right now I am beyond disgusted as to what I've seen from this team both on the field and off it. I think we're all in agreement here. And we're very rarely all in agreement with much, but we are here today. There is no accountability. This team has no character. And the culture is despicable. The Browns are a rotting... They're like a piece of fruit that is rotting from the inside out. And that's the problem. They don't care about character. We know about the owner. We know that they hired a special teams coach who's made anti-gay remarks. We know that they signed Kareem Hunt, who's hit women. We know that they've... Whitehead, who we now know is a racist and is threatening to kill people. There is no culture. There is no... Finally showed some accountability. It took extreme measures and extreme comments for the Browns to finally do something and cut Whitehead, which was obviously a no-brainer after his ridiculous comments on Twitter and Instagram and apparently on LinkedIn as well. Who knows where the hell this guy's going next? It will not be for the Cleveland Browns. But when you continue to take guys, even Baker, and continue to open arm for guys with questionable character and values, you're rotten. And that's where we are. This is a rotten football team with a rotten head coach and some rotten players. One was pushed to the side today. What I saw there was disgraceful. We should all be better than that. We get angry. We deal with our words. Making threats, unacceptable in any situation. But in terms of this team for itself, Freddie Kitchens, he is not fit for this job. Now, I don't think he should be fired today because I think firing the coach in the middle of last season kind of led to the Browns making mistakes in decision making. Freddie Kitchens is unfit. And that is completely clear. And I am sad about it. I'm embarrassed about it. I will never give a head coach benefit of the doubt. We all did it, or most of us did. We were wrong. We've done it before. We want to believe. We've given benefit of the doubt to so many coaches. But I went hook, line, and sinker on Freddie, and I couldn't be more wrong. He has embarrassed himself on the field. He has embarrassed the team on the field. Baker Mayfield spends more time shaving his freaking facial hair than throwing touchdowns. Freddie wants a pat on the back for getting to the red zone. Is that the goal here? We made it to the scoring position 7 times, guys. All we have to do is execute. Let's just execute. Maybe if we can execute, if we can execute. Hey, should Odell Beckham get more passes? We just got to execute. Odell Beckham's a star. Why can't you get him the ball? We just got to execute. Baker Mayfield's great at commercials. He's great at beard changes. I'm telling you, maybe Baker should go become an actor. He's a hell of a good actor in those commercials. I mean, the way he rolls his eyes when his wife says he's got to go back for a straw, that's fantastic. That's Academy Award performance. When it comes to on the field, I'm not going to look at Odell. The play was called for Jarvis Landry. Say it with me. We've got to execute. This team is rotten from the top on down. From the owner through the players. There are problems that are systematic in this organization. We've all seen the shenanigans. We've all talked about the shenanigans that have gone on throughout this organization, and it just continues. For the coach today, when asked about what happened with Whitehead on Twitter, for him to say, we made our statement, that's it, that's embarrassing. Somebody from the Browns needs to come out and make a statement, make a real statement. Speak and stop talking in nonsense like Freddie. I want to hear from John Dorsey. I want to hear from Jimmy Haslam. The Browns are partly to blame for this because there's been no accountability whatsoever along the way. We let the players do whatever they want, and all we do is make excuses. Freddie didn't want to talk about the hit to the head by Sheldon Richardson because he didn't want to get fined by the league again. It was a penalty, Freddie. What do you mean we all saw it? Yeah, I saw him get hit in the head. You know what else I saw, Freddie? I saw Baker fall short on the fourth and inches. But even if he didn't, even if he got it, there was no way that you could possibly overturn that call. But you know what? Baker told me to go for it. Heck yeah, I'm going to go for it. That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. Let's make our decisions on whether to challenge or not, not based on information we have, like, I don't know, facts that we either can or can't see, whether he got a first down. Instead, let's go with our gut, because Baker said he got it. So, okay, let's go for it. What the hell? I got plenty of timeouts. I don't use any of them right anyway. Odell Beckham wide open at the end. I'm not going to look at him. The play was called for Jarvis. Why would I look there? My Fu Manchu mustache was blocking my view. This team, I'll keep saying it, like Freddie with the executing, because I want to keep reiterating it. This team is rotten to the core. They're going to need a coaching change again, but there's a culture problem in this building that has been there for a long time, especially since Jimmy Haslam has been here. It's been a consistent problem. It's been a consistent lack of caring about character. And that combination, along with John Dorsey consistently not caring about character, drafting and then re-signing Kareem Hunt, Tyreek Hill, Antonio Callaway, who I didn't even mention, Whitehead, Mike Prefer, the list goes on and on and on. Bad guys making bad decisions, making bad choices, and given one chance after the next, after the next. It's been a continuous problem. It's been the one thing that's been here. Besides the losing, it's been the one thing that's been here with the Browns all along. There is no accountability. There is no character, and there is no, and well, there is a culture, but it's a culture of losing. It's a culture of badness. It's a culture of woe is me. That's why we have quarterbacks that are getting mad at the media and whining about officiating. We have coaches whining about officiating. We have a coach at 2-6 who's patting himself and his team on the back for their preparation and the fact that they got into the red zone 7 times. They were playing against a quarterback who had not taken a real game snap in 4 freaking years. And he was the best quarterback on the field yesterday. And it wasn't even close. Baker didn't execute. They couldn't get Odell the ball. And by the way, I have defended Odell a lot. And I think he's one of the least of their problems. But enough with the shoes, enough with the woe is me and the picking on. I don't care if they're picking on you. Just follow the freaking rules. Can we keep it that simple? Jay Feely's not making up what Odell Beckham said. Odell was angry, rightfully so, at the end of the game. He can't get the ball. He's right. Jay Feely said it. We'll play the clip later. He was right. Jay Feely's not making that up. Don't say they're looking for the negative. You said it, Odell. Don't be a liar about it after. Oh, he didn't deny it. I thought he
just no-answered it. He just pretty much no comment.
Oh, okay. Because he said, oh, everybody's looking for the negative, so I thought he was denying it. Okay.
Basically, we'll play the clip.
All right, fine. He said it. I'm glad he didn't deny it. Jay Feely's not looking for the negative. Jay Feely was listening and then told us. Jay Feely is right. And it is clear more than ever that Freddie Kitchens is in over his head. I cannot believe I'm saying this, unlike anything we have ever seen. And there is something systematically wrong with the Cleveland Browns organization. I think a lot of it has to do with Jimmy Haslam. I think he takes a lot of blame here. And I think everybody throughout the organization, there's an attitude in Berea. I've spent a lot, well, I don't spend the time there that maybe Ken Carmen does, but we've spent a lot of time there in training camp. There is an attitude, a cockiness, an arrogance that they have not earned. Nobody should have that, but they have it. It's totally unearned. There's a lot of walking around like we've done something. They've done nothing. Freddie Kitchens, it's completely clear that he is not capable of being a head coach. Not now. I don't know about ever, but he's never going to get another chance. His play calling is, I mean, what symbolizes the Browns more than having 12 men on the field on a kneel down? What other, have you ever seen a team have 12 men on the field when the other team is kneeling down? It shows you the extreme level of dysfunction within this organization from the top on down. It's rotten. And frankly, I'm at a loss to how to fix it. This team's got talent. We all know that. We weren't wrong about the talent. Maybe we're a little off on some guys, how good they are. Time will tell. We'll see how good Baker is because he hasn't been any good. Nobody could tell me he played well yesterday. He could not. He got the ball in the end zone once against a bad team. I don't want to hear anything else about it. Don't tell me he had a good game. If that's what qualifies as a good game, then he's never going to be a great quarterback. Because great quarterbacks don't call that a good game. When you score 19, I don't even remember how the hell many points they scored. What, they finished with 19? I can't even remember the freaking score. I'm so agitated by it. That's not a good performance. That's not good enough. The defense, are you kidding me? Show up, fellas. Can we make a freaking play? Can we make a freaking tackle? Noah Fant throwing guys around like they're rag dolls. What an embarrassment across the board. The Browns are again, the laughing stock of the league. But what happened after the game with Jermaine Whitehead, that's no laughing matter. And I got to say that I'm appalled that people are making jokes about Jermaine Whitehead threatening Dustin, another member of the media, and fans. There is no place for that. None whatsoever. This is never acceptable. And people joking about it on Twitter, you should be ashamed of yourself. Ashamed of yourself. And the Browns should be embarrassed that all they've done at this point is put out a stupid statement. At least they cut him. I'll give him that. I didn't think they'd do that. And they're lucky they did that by two, or you would have seen even more anger. But I think Jimmy Haslam and John Dorsey, one of them, if not both, need to come out and say something more than just a statement on paper. They've allowed the players have run roughshod over this team and over this coach. It appears obvious to me and to the others that there is no control of this team. That the stars do whatever the hell they want. Baker, who the hell is Baker to have as much power as he's done, as he has with this team? He basically picked the coach, deciding whether we challenge or not. The way he talks, you'd think this guy has won 3 Super Bowls. He hasn't won squat. And he is a big part of the problem right now. But at least with him, there's hope that he can turn it around. To me, there is none with Freddie Kitchens. None. I will never be suckered again. Never. I hope you won't either. The Browns deserve no benefit of the doubt. Baker Mayfield deserves no benefit of the doubt. The behavior of this team, the character of this team, the culture of this team is as bad as it could possibly be. And in terms of what the answer is, for the first time in my life, I'm at a loss for words. I don't have the answer. Even when I usually don't have, even if I don't have the answer, I'll usually give you one. But I don't know what it is. Can they find the perfect coach? Can the owner change who he is? Can they all of a sudden care about the character and the soul of a man instead of just his skills? That's not likely to change overnight. And the Browns have given you no indication that they will change. And they will continue to lose. They're going to lose to Buffalo this week. Because what I heard from Freddie and Baker in the last 24 hours is all the good stuff they did. And all the practice and all this and that. We just got to execute. That's not good enough. This team has a loser mentality and has no clue how to win football games or how to treat people like human beings. And that's a huge problem.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.